This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Thank you for joining us on, well, joining me in mourning this colossal failure, which we called the American experiment, that many of us over the past couple hundred years have looked forward to a solution, a system of government that would be truly representative. And my contention is it hasn't worked out well. We're going to see what everybody thinks, and myself is Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
Dropping the formerly known as, at this point you're pretty much famous by that, so I guess you can.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
nobody it. Does what he wants.
Sometimes I put it, yeah. Nobody does what I want.
let's continue.
Yes, one thing I did want to tell you about is AnyPay. Hey, AnyPay is a way to accept cryptocurrencies in your business. I use it in my business, and it works great. Do you operate a small business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet on your cash at your cash register, you're already almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in the setup page, and load the app. That's it. You're now accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. They got a couple other things going on too. The iOS app is now out there.
Yeah, that was, I think, December. Okay. And actually, I should probably rewrite that copy because now you don't even have to go to their website to start. You can just download the app and start from inside the app. It's pretty slick.
Very cool. So that makes it available on Android, iOS. They also have map.anypay.global, so you can find out what local businesses are accepting cryptocurrencies close to you. Pretty cool site, and they have they've been real good and real attentive to the issues that do come up. And I know, Ian, you report what you find. I try to report what I find. And
I saw Derek J., who's one of the two founders, giving support to somebody in Russian today in their Telegram chat room.
Oh, okay. Does he speak Russian?
I don't know. I don't know if he was just using like Google Translate or whatever, but he was going for the effort to try to talk Russian to somebody, which was cool.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's good. You can find out more, again, at anypay.global. That's anypay.global. We've been talking about the Declaration of Independence, and its signing is traditionally supported, or traditionally celebrated on the 4th of July, and we refer to that in the United States as our Independence Day.
No, they don't. They don't refer to it that. If you listen to like news media, if you listen to people just kind of around town, like, you know, a cashier who wishes you a happy 4th, or, yeah, you know, if you listen to news media, if you listen to politicians, it's almost always, it's probably 99% of the time people will say happy 4th of July or happy 4th.
So do you think that is because, number one, we all forget our history? You know, I brought in another story which talked about how 75% of most Americans can't pass a basic citizenship test. Real basic questions, you know, how many branches of government are there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think it's that, or do you think that people just don't feel independent anymore? I feel that I've lost any sense of freedom and independence I ever felt.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a deliberate choice, you know, if some Bilderbergers in some smoky back room decided, all right, from now on, put the notice out. We're sending it out to all the media.
Yeah.
Don't call it Independence Day anymore. Because they don't. It's very strange.
Yeah.
There's not like a pocket of you know, a few places that are consistent with calling it Independence Day. It just doesn't happen.
Well, there's been a sustained effort to tear down everything about the revolution, everything about the idea of secession.
So you think this was deliberate?
Yes, I do think it was deliberate because they don't want to focus on the on Independence Day being about the right to secede.
Well, and let's talk about that, Rich, because that's exactly what I'm thinking. This Independence Day is we need 50 states to secede from the Union, and in that, what I'm saying is we need to do away with Washington. We need to do away with all this stuff that popped up after we had a good start, but it quickly fell apart. And
I'm with you. Secession now.
Yeah, and what's the matter with the state of Nevada being a completely independent and sovereign state who can trade freely with anybody else around, you know, if they choose or not?
I think that's the right answer. I mean, I think some states would enter into alliances with each other or federations with each other, and that's fine. And if some states don't, that's fine with me, too.
Well, the critics will say the feds will never let you go.
And I say to that, boogaloo.
Yeah.
That's what people need to do, and you need to... We celebrate
a day.
The critics
also used to say that the Soviet Union would never let its satellite states escape, but they did.
Yep. Mm, right.
It's one of those things. You know, we celebrate a day when 56 men put their John Hancocks, in one case literally.
Not to mention their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors.
Thank you. And many of those suffered losses of all of those things because they were willing to do that. And they did that against the strongest military on the planet at the time.
Yeah. And a lot of them also were left with crushing financial burdens.
Certainly.
And that brings to mind some really fascinating things that I learned today about Jefferson and his slaves. Apparently, Jefferson's slaves were actually inherited from his wife's family. And because Jefferson was deeply in debt, partially from helping finance the war effort, he could not free his slaves. Or his wife's family's slaves that he had inherited because he was bankrupt. And so if he was to separate from them, he would have had to render them to his creditors to be liquidated. And that apparently is why, although he was an opponent of slavery, he never freed his slaves. It was because he legally couldn't.
I'll have to research that more. I've been to Monticello a few times. It's to me as a former Republican, you know, as a former, I'm going to go as far as saying a former neocon, but I still respected the ideas of liberty. I just was going about them in a completely wrong manner.
Well, I know how that goes. I'm a former socialist. The only thing, I would call myself a libertarian socialist, but the only thing that
whatever that is,
showed that I would eventually be a libertarian was I was on the right side of gun rights. So I knew who should hold the power.
There you go. We're going to go to the phones where we've got John calling in from San Antonio. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to call in to just to add a little bit to the discussion you all are having about... I think, one of the reasons why I noticed they're saying Happy Fourth now is because they are trying to make people forget. But I think people forget the fact that we never even became independent, you know, from England. It was just all part of the plan, the colonialization process. I caught it before once.
Is this the conspiracy theory that Great Britain is still in charge that you're bringing up?
The B.
I feel like when you try to what is it called? Like pin one person down, they always it's more of a. I don't think it's one person. It's more of a overall like it's people who want to stay in power. It's not just one race or one country. It's everybody. It's, you said it before, human nature. You were saying it.
I hear you. John, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to bring you back if that's okay, because I want to hear more about this. 855-450-FREE.
He just dropped.
I guess we don't. 855.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733, that's our toll-free number. I want to talk to you, And the question I have is, are we truly celebrating Independence Day? But when a, and I quote Thomas Jefferson here, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuant invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. Did you hear that? Thomas Jefferson is talking to you. He is saying, when a long train of abuses and usurpations, you've made your government know that you're not happy, then it's time to step up. It's time to put your lives on the line.
Well, what are you
now,
proposing?
If you don't want to, fine. Quit complaining about it.
Well, they can vote.
Does nothing.
Well, it makes it feel like something's happening.
It does. It does nothing. You can't vote for people in a country with 320 million people where you get to vote on a half dozen, maybe, in your area that are going to represent you, international government that has grown so bloated, so disgustingly fat with pork, there's no hope. You can't reverse this. It's done. Put a fork in it. I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear on Independence Day, but it's the truth. If you're left, right, you're getting screwed. I hate to be the one to break it to you. You may want to go out and buy your Made in China American flag at Walmart and fly it proudly on your house to demonstrate what a dupe you are. Feel free. But I'm not going to be that guy. And I hope, and this is me speaking honestly, I hope you wake up. I hope you see that this is like a bad science fiction movie. How badly we have just become numb to these grand usurpations by our federal government that we just take it. We know that in 4 years, my guy's going to get back in there, and then everything will be right with the world. And or if not, maybe 4 years after that, everything will be right with the world. You're wrong.
Neither left nor right moves toward liberty.
No, they don't.
Every time they get in, they move away from liberty in a slightly different direction.
I'm reminded of a quote that we talked about, I don't know, it must be like 13 years ago. It seems like a long time. It was during the Bush administration when the Republicans were completely in control.
Right.
Which was, you know, there was a few years there where the Republicans
at
had
both
total,
houses.
Total control.
Yeah, both houses and both the presidency, yep.
And I remember there was a guy, his name I think was Trent Lott, some Republican cat.
Chairman, he was the like Senate Majority
deal.
Leader.
Yeah, he was some kind of big thing.
Yep.
Anyway, he actually said that they had cut government to the bone.
To the bone.
That was the term that he used.
Wow.
You'll hear that same term out of some congressman today.
As the government continued to expand and expand and expand under Bush, under Obama, under Trump, under all of these presidents, this guy had the gall to actually claim they sliced it back to the bone. They couldn't cut it any further.
Your federal government does so many things it claims as powers that are not amongst the enumerated powers that are listed in the Constitution.
The way
the Constitution was written was to enumerate those few things delegated to a federal government.
Now it's a massive behemoth that has tentacles into every aspect of people's lives.
And
do you
want to
read Article
else?
1, Section 8 or 9, where it enumerates the powers of Congress? That's
yeah.
That's always an interesting thing to read because they're so specific.
Yes.
And they're so small.
Yeah. But what we have, and I'm going to go back to the date I called out, 1803, Marbury v. Madison, when you allow the federal government to decide whether the federal government should be in charge of this or that, whether it's how much wheat a man can grow on his own property without affecting interstate commerce, go ahead and laugh at me. That was a Supreme Court decision.
I'd say where they went wrong is when they decided to institute a government.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, we can micromanage what went wrong, but the bottom line is every time there's a government, the same things go wrong.
And they will.
If you read the actual train of usurpations, as Jefferson puts it, it enumerates conditions that sound a lot like today. He has sent swarms of officers to eat out our sustenance. Is one that has always resonated me. He has protected his troops against prosecution for the murders that they've committed. That's very much a paraphrase,
right?
He has transported our citizens to be tried for pretended offenses. You know, these are all things that are still happening. The whole drug war on drugs, it's pretended offenses.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices. Well, yeah, you get appointed for life, in a sense. One guy can decide whether you get to serve until you die or whether you're out.
That happens here in New Hampshire.
Of course.
Governor appoints judges here.
He has erected a multitude of new offices. Like the Department of Education, perhaps.
Mm.
Like the Department of Energy, perhaps. You can go, the list
DEA,
goes on and on.
FBI, NSA, CIA, the whole alphabet soup.
And
the Department of Education, the Department of Agriculture.
And you are telling me that you support this. These are the same things.
No one in the studio.
Wait, who supported that?
Bear with me. I'm going to use the we repeatedly, and I'm talking to every American citizen.
You're talking about you're saying you, the listener. You're addressing those who believe that the system is still together and functioning.
Thank you, Ian.
Are they listening to our show?
We're on talk radio.
We don't know who's listening. I
don't know if they've turned off the radio in disgust because, you know, we're calling out the truth. It's uncomfortable when people say things that are true.
When you call for another government program, you are saying we support one of the things that we went to war with England over because we didn't want that to happen. You are being unpatriotic. You are.
But we need a universal basic income, Chris. The machines are going to take our jobs.
Oh, yes. They will.
Yeah,
and then
that doesn't really work in the presence of homesteading, because if the machines take your jobs, go get some land and grow some food. You'll be fine, bro. People will trade manufactured goods that cheaply, then they'll trade a lot of them for your organic tomatoes.
We're sorry,
or
you can't take this land. We have a significant governmental interest in continuing the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, there may be desert tortoises there, and we cannot allow any development or any
grazing on this land. I've got a great recipe for desert tortoise soup.
Sounds good. Now you're making me hungry. 855 450 free.
Desert tortoise or dessert tortoise?
Depends on
your mood.
What do you think? Are you tired of me picking on your precious Declaration of Independence when I call them out? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The July 4th celebration continues in a rainy and damp Washington, D.C., as President Trump delivers remarks from the Lincoln Memorial at the July 4th Salute to America celebration.
It is the spirit, daring and defiance, excellence and adventure, courage and confidence, loyalty and love that built this country into the most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, is promising to make sure California earthquake victims get needed support. Congressman McCarthy, who represents Hillcrest, California, where the epicenter of the earthquake was, says crews are busy checking gas lines, structures, and roads.
For the size of the earthquake, for the amount of damage we're seeing currently, it's pretty fortunate right now.
McCarthy was speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again,
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. We're here on a Independence Day. I'm mourning it. Some people like to celebrate it. I think it went wrong, tragically wrong, and what we have today in no way envisions, it nowhere meets the vision of what our founding fathers, as people so luxuriously like to refer to them as, had in mind. They did not picture a king who sat in Washington, D.C. Now we call him the president. He did not see a House of Parliament that was going to be subject to his whims. And we call that our Congress. Call it what it is. There is no more representation today than there was before, which is why I think secession is the only way out of this mess by all 50 states. We can govern much better locally than we can trying to representatively govern 320 million people. Do you feel that you are represented? Or do you feel that Trump has done something that you found reprehensible and you got nowhere to turn? Or your congressman has? Or Obama did? It doesn't matter if you're right or left. If you support the idea of liberty as is described and put into very clear words in the Declaration of Independence, then do something about it. Demand your representatives at the local level take the necessary step. And that's to say, Washington has overstepped It's bound.
Well, you remember there was, after Obama's election in 2012, there was a website that the White House, I guess, sponsored that allowed people to, like, put a petition up on the official government website and get a response. Was the idea is if you could get over 100,000, I think it was, signatures on the petition, that they would respond.
There'd be a response from the White House on this. Petition. We're looking at, we're listening.
Yeah, and they did get over 100,000 petition signatures on the petition for Texas to secede from the United States. And the response, if I recall correctly, I'm paraphrasing, was basically, yeah, that was settled by the Civil War. You're not going anywhere.
War does not determine who is right. War determines who is left.
Right, and war determines who gets to write the history afterwards. What I'm saying is, it's not that, I was listening to Free Talk Live, and they got this host on there called Chris Reitman, and he was saying secession's a good thing. So he must support slavery. He must support the South. He must support this or that. You know what I support? I support liberty, and I don't support a bloated, failed government in Washington telling me which way the wind blows. It's BS, and you shouldn't put up with it either. Unfortunately, shy of your state leaving this compact, and that's what it was, folks. It wasn't some legal thing as defined in the Constitution. The Constitution was created by the states. The federal government was created by the states. Are you telling me that if I bake a cake, I can't throw the cake away? Well, this is one cake that went horribly wrong when you baked it, and you need to throw this thing away. You need to throw the federal government into the trash heap of history so future generations can look back and say, you know what? That's how you deal with tyrants.
But wait a minute, Chris. They say that you need to have a federal government because it helps the states get along better. It helps the states trade with one another. I mean, don't we need to have a federal government?
No.
But what about states that disagree and like have put up trade barriers? And
then you are going to work out those problems, or you're going to suffer. And if some state, and I was thinking about this on the way into the studio, I'm like, okay, I'm just thinking about universal, a universal living, paying off your college. These sound like great California ideas.
Universal living? You mean universal basic income?
Thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just wound up.
A paycheck from the government, basically, for everybody.
For doing nothing. Yeah. I think if California wants to be one of those incubators, you want to try it at the state level, that's fine. Don't ask for my money here in New Hampshire. But you should be free to do that. And your voters should be free to support that through their taxes. And if it fails miserably, then what's going to happen is you're going to accelerate the emigration from California. People will vote with their feet. And if you start passing a bunch of stuff, then you're going to end up with an empty state. That's okay. Or an empty state with Hollywood, and you'll have that still. But maybe people in the rest of the country will still, go out and see your movies. So you'll have some source of income. But that's it. If you do, you are free at whatever level, other than one that imposes your will on me, you are free to try whatever cockamamie idea you want to come up with.
And there are some other forms of secession that would probably be useful, if nothing else, in increasing the variety of the options that we have. For example, there's a proposal that California break up into three different states.
Good point, Rich.
There have been proposals of breaking up Texas.
New York has one on the table for five New Yorks.
Yep. The other possibility is there are a number of urban areas that where the city services are so comprehensive that it really makes sense for them to be city states, because the interests of New York City do not coincide with those of New York State, and the interests of Chicago do not coincide with those of Illinois. And the interests of Detroit don't coincide with those of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So
certainly.
I think that could be an improvement.
What the problem is people are stuck on this thing we were handed out in grade school that showed all 50 states and named the 50 states and here's where they're all at and here's where their capitals are. And you people took those handouts and you put the weight of God behind them. There is no God that tells us how to organize ourselves. There is a God, I believe there's a God, that tells me to live my life the way I feel I should live my life. Mm. I don't believe there's a God that tells you that you have dominion over me. And that's the difference. We have to realize that people in California have every right to do stupid stuff, and as I do here in New Hampshire, to hopefully do the right thing. And if I screw up, you know, I pay the consequences.
You know, Chris, we all live in society, and if you live in society, that means that you agree. You've signed a social contract by virtue of the fact that you're sucking air here in this plot of land. And
could
so
you present a notarized copy of that?
Doesn't matter. It's social. You signed it. That's what they all say.
It?
So you signed this contract. That means you're in society. If you don't like
it,
why don't you just leave?
I don't feel I should be the one who has to leave if you're telling me rules from 1,000 miles away, from 2,000 miles away, from 3,000 miles away. Or better yet, if you just feel that this power granted to you by the original states meant unlimited power. You're wrong. You are wrong. Every agency in the federal government would be tenuous at best to demonstrate how they have a constitutional power to do anything at all, other than arguably maybe the Treasury, because there's a right that they have the power to mint coin. You know, you could say, I think the Department of Interior may be mentioned there, and Defense certainly is.
Postal Service?
But
Patent Office, unfortunately, but that one could be cut out.
Right. But how about Washington stands up on its own? How about you, just federal government, how about we flip it around? It's just you guys, you can try to impose your will on us, and we'll decide whether we want to follow you or not. That's what secession would be.
If people stopped, then there's nothing they can do.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be a shooting war. It could just be people saying, okay, well, we're no longer going to acknowledge you, government people, you federal government people. We're no longer going to send you money. We're no longer going to obey your regulations. We're just going to opt out. And what are you going to do about it?
Tell me, what are you going to do about it? You're not going to do a damn thing, because the power truly resides in the states and with the citizens therein. And I hate to break it to you, but we could take you in a fight. 855-450-FREE. Am I completely wrong? Do I think that we shouldn't go boogaloo? 855-450-FREE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Here on this Independence Day version of Free Talk Live, and I want to give a little shout-out, not that we do shouts-out, but I want to say hey to Muse Fan. Muse is a gold amplifier. What is an amplifier? An amplifier is somebody who takes part in Free Talk Live's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's what we do with the monies that come in through the AMP program. It allows us to get on more radio stations and to get the message of liberty out there to more folks. And again, as a gold amplifier, he's pledged $10 a month, which is pretty cool. And I really appreciate it. I love it when we announce new stations because that's new ears, new listeners that have never heard what we do here. And it's another opportunity to spread the message of liberty, and we think that's an important thing. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com and maybe take part in the program yourself. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking all things independence, but...
And secession. We'll get into this later, what you just pointed out, but... secession is what you said the answer was here, Chris. And I got to say, I'm happy to hear you say that. How long have you been a secessionist?
I think really since I became more libertarian in my values, it's nothing I've ever opposed. I've always felt that every state, if you came together and you created a sub-organization, let's just call it the federal government for lack of a better term, and that thing had worn out its welcome, and we all agreed that it was a bad thing, then any state should have always had the opportunity to say, you know what, we're not interested. This deal didn't really work out for us, so we're just going to leave.
How did they leave that out? How did they, when you come into an agreement, you know, with somebody, whether it's for business or marriage or whatever we're talking about, there's usually some sort of an exit clause. There's usually some kind of, okay, if this isn't working, you can pay this penalty and go, or whatever.
Because every state at the time recognized that they could leave at any time. It wasn't
they. They just thought it was an inherent part of the deal.
Yes. Well, if we created something, how could we not leave it if we wanted to?
The interesting thing is, if you read the Articles of Confederation, at the very beginning of the Articles, it says that this is that they are creating a permanent union of the states. The Constitution has no such language.
No. No, that was one of the issues they had with the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation, if you've not heard it or you can't pass your citizenship test, that was a form of government that predates the U.S. Constitution.
Well, I think it would
was a first attempt.
You know,
it would
be one of those things where somebody ought to try it. It's never really been done, right? Like, there's never been a state government since the creation of the United States that has said, okay, see ya.
Oh, there were a bunch of southern states.
Well, there was that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, like, without firing a shot against the other side, that kind of thing.
Exactly. You know? And the South recognized that what they were doing was likely to be met with an armed response because
But the South also foolishly fired first on Fort Sumter, and I really wonder if things hadn't worked out different, if things wouldn't have worked out differently if they had not made that mistake.
Well, and the other thing was, is you had a very different world in 1861. It was a world where you had the majority of the country's agriculture in one part of the country, and you had the majority of the manufacturing in another part, and both of them felt that they, you know, they were leading the horse, but in reality they needed to cooperate, and you had both of them trying to play shenanigans in where? Washington, D.C. They were trying to come up with things that they could do to stymie the other group so they wouldn't get too powerful. This should have been an indication that things really were not working out when you had states unable to leave. Now, that is not an endorsement. I can hear you out there. I can hear you. This guy on Free Talk Live was talking about how great the South was and how he thinks slavery should be brought back. I said nothing of the sort. I would never say any of the thing of the sort. But what I will say is that every state, according to your Constitution, has the majority of powers that are listed in the Constitution. Very few things are delegated to a federal government. Today, in reality, it's like 99% of the power is delegated to the federal government, and whatever scraps you can fight your way through our court system that we run and claim that are ours, then you can maybe keep that or maybe a portion of it. Maybe I'll just ban your bump stocks. You can still keep the gun for now. Well, I don't really like silencers either. this is the kind of crap. You have been done a disservice by previous generations, and you are continuing to do a disservice by allowing Washington to stand. Get out.
Yeah, it can't happen soon enough, honestly. And it's just it's disappointing how uninterested many people seem in this. Although I will say this, I didn't do it this year, but on previous years, most years, previous years, I have gone down to the, they've got like a baseball game, kind of like a 4th of July baseball game here in town.
Yeah.
It usually happens on July 3rd, but it's, you know, supposedly celebrating the 4th or Independence Day or whatever. I'm sure they just say the 4th.
The 4th.
And so what we've done is we've stood outside of that game, and as people are going in, so, you know, an hour before it starts, we're out there with New Hampshire Independence flyers. There is an organization called the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and they have some flyers, and they're very persuasive. They don't use the S word. They don't use the word secession.
God forbid.
Because that sort of comes with it some sort of preconceived notions of violence.
And slavery.
Slavery. But also, you know, they use the term New Hampshire's independence, that New Hampshire should be independent from the federal government. And what are the benefits of that? And it's true for all the different states. There's many benefits to come
from. First benefit is we don't have to pay for their damn wars.
There's a good one.
Here's a fun little historical fact, too.
Or anything of theirs.
How about if New Hampshire left first?
Just like it did back in the day?
just like it did in 1774, 76. The first state that wrote its own constitution and declared themselves sovereign was a state of New Hampshire, where we broadcast this radio show from.
Wasn't it the Republic of New Hampshire then?
I don't know what they named themselves, but I know they were the first ones with a constitution that wasn't, did not see or sanction the British government.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
thing. That's what
thing. I heard. But anyway, I agree with you, Ian. I think that is a great, that's great outreach.
Yeah. Well, let me also say this about the other times that I have given these flyers out. I've also given them out at, like, the county fair a few years back before they banned me. I gave out, there was like, you know, one day we'd run, we were doing, I think, like, Bitcoin outreach, or we had some sort of, oh, no, maybe it was Shire Society. Anyway, we were getting people to sign the Shire Society Declaration, and which is like a personal declaration of independence. You can go and see it over at ShireSociety.com. But also had these independence flyers for New Hampshire and was handing a bunch of them out during, like, there was a time when a lot of people passed by the table, so I was able to hand out probably hundreds of these flyers. People were going to, like, the demolition derby or whatever, so handed out those flyers. And of those people that took the time to kind of look at it, because many of them are in a rush, you don't have a chance to really get any kind of reaction from them. They're not looking, they're just walking by and grabbing something out of your hand. But of those who kind of looked down and took a moment to read a little bit of the flyer, a big smile spread across their face.
Nice.
And the reactions that I've seen, now you may get a different reaction in California or Florida or New York or wherever, but at least here in the Shire, here in New Hampshire, it seems like the native population is to some extent primed for this. They love New Hampshire. Now, I'm sure there's still some flag wavers out there. There's no doubt about it. Those people exist. But the responses I got were positive. Nobody crumbled up the flyer and threw it back at me. Nobody, you know, came at me with some sort of nastiness as a result of it.
The Northeast will rise again.
At least New Hampshire might.
No, I suspect that's going to be the case in a lot of states. I don't know. I think the number of states that are, you know, say 75, 80, 90% in favor of continuation of this grand experiment is probably dropping every day. I think everyone is getting more irate with Washington, and I say it's time to end it. What do you think? Call me, 855-450-FREE, and we'll talk about it. I want to hear from you. This is not the Chris Show. This is the You Show. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.